We're on page 245 today. We are up to Simon Sadi, Sif Yudal. We are talking about different milas and tefillah, different things that could help out to give you a special schosim when you have a hard time having kavana. So we need extra things that will help out our tefillah. So one of those things over here brought down in the Mechaber says, Yashkim Adon LeBesik Nesek Dei Shimani Ma'asar Rishonim. There's an Inyan to try and be one of the 10 people in the Minyan. If you can be one of the Asar Rishonim, that's a big, very big toss. And different Meiras of Chazal, we see different things that what person is praised for being one of the first 10. Number one is we say it every morning after we say Birkas HaTorah, Ochel Perosim B'Alam HaZeh, V'Akeren Kayemet Lo Li'olam Habaf, someone who's mashkin Shachris V'Arvis to the base of the base of Medrash. So therefore that is referring to over here being one of the Asara Rishonim. Furthermore, we see Yitzchak Chazal tells us that your noto schar, kulam, you get equal the schar. You don't take away their schar, okay? But you get the equal schar of everyone else that comes afterwards. You get part and parcel of the schar. And number three is one of those things that are marich yomim, that gives you long life if someone who is mashkim to the base magic, to the base kinesis. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. To this, he got memzayin. The dafka she's falol shami mem. It only helps if you're going to actually daven with them. Also, you're just going to show up and mark your name down for attendance and then leave. That's not going to help. That might help you in your classes, but it's not going to help you over here to be mimana with a sari shon. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, "V'ariza lo haya." Arizal was not makbid on this din, which is very interesting. It says, bring down two reasons over here why the Arizal. Number one, it says he had to go to the bathroom in the morning every day. He had some type of stomach sickness, and therefore it was unable. But vegam, because the Arizal was very makbid on the din we learned in the beginning of tefillin, and that is that to be mu'utar tefillin when he wakes up in the morning. Okay, when he goes in order to put his talis and tefillin and walk to shul, and his talis and tefillin, and therefore, in order to be one of the asar rishonim, they would get there so early. It was before talis zman talis and tefillin. It was before zman talis and tefillin. Therefore, the Arizal felt it was more important to be makbid on the din of talis and tefillin going to shul than to be one of the first 10 in the shul. That's why the Arizal over here. The Arizal was more makbid on the din to be muhtar with talis and tefillin walking to shul. It was more important than being one of the Asar Rishonim, because the Asar Rishonim, they would be there before this man Talis of Tefillin. So he couldn't be both. So therefore the Rizal fell is more, which is very interesting. I mean, this might be a Rizal that she does, but one is a Mefarsh Gemara over here. This is a din of the Gemara to be one of the Asar Rishonim. To walk to show Talis of Tefillin, that's Al Pi Kabbalah. Generally, we take the Gemara is much more stronger than the Kabbalah over here. Now Rizal is, what? Which thing? Talis of Tefillin or Asar Rishonim? I mean, we saw the Mishnah Berurah earlier on. Walking to Shul, so everyone in Chutz Laaretz says amongst Goyim not to be mocked. If you walk through a small area, but still, you should put on.
Some people outside.
Yes, that's it. You see over here. And then, not today, a lot of people do inside. Much better, the Mishnah Berurah brought down still to put it outside and then walk into the Shul with it without the Talis and Tefillin. Okay, some people keep it inside the Shul, and therefore, I don't know, they don't want to go out and then back in. But that's the din over here is clear that best to be one of the first 10. But over here, at least Larizal felt more important than Talis and Tefillin. Moving on to Sif Tes Vav. Oh, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Sadi Gimel, Sif Karn Aleph, says also there's a Maila to be one of the last 10 to leave. Okay, the first 10 to become in. There's also an Indian to stay afterwards, to learn, to stay in the Shul afterwards, to be one of the last 10 to leave. There's also another Maila. Sif Tes Vav. So this is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that you should not leave your friend alone in the shul. Even though your friend is still davening, it's not good to leave him alone in the shul. We shouldn't discuss what case are we talking about exactly. So the Mechaber over here paskins is the following. In Nishar Adam Yechidi, if a person is going to be left alone in the shul, Mipalu Beis Knesset Shabbasados, if he's davening in the shul, in the Sados where there's not a lot of people around, or Filu Beis Knesset Shabir, or even if he's davening in a big shul in the city where there are going to be a lot of people around, so over here the chashash is the person's going to be scared. If he's left alone in the shul, he's going to be scared. He doesn't want to be left alone. He's going to have to walk home by himself, whatever it might be, and therefore he's going to lose his concentration. He's not going to be able to daven in the appropriate way. So therefore, if he's in the sado where there's not a lot of people around, even during the day, he's going to have to walk back out, or even in the city. If it's during the city, it's day in the city, so there's people around, he's not going to lose his concentration. But at nighttime, especially back in the day, at nighttime was very scary to walk around alone at night. No one would do such a thing. Therefore, says over here, Imi Tfilas Arvis, and it's in the city, Shemis Balim Balaila. And the Ramah just adds in over here, it's Tfilas Arvis, and they're davening at nighttime. At the time of the Ramah, most Ashkenazim used to daven in early Maariv for the same reason we're saying people didn't walk around at night alone. Therefore, people, they used to daven early Maariv. Okay, should be spelling the lights. So if they're diving at nighttime and they're diving Maariv and it's nighttime already, Chayiv Chaveru Lahamtin Lo Achi Assign to Lasso. If you're the second to last guy to leave, you have to wait for the last guy. You can't leave him alone in the base Knesses. Kadesh Lo Yisbalbo Tfilah. So he does not come to me, Balbo's Tfilah. Okay, now the Ramad just adds in. V'yesh Machvir Nafilah B'yom. Some are machir, even if it's during the daytime, or based because that's just lano shemayir. Even if you're in the city, still Jews walking around alone is not a good idea. So better to wait for him, even if it's in the city, if he's the last one to leave. However, the machaber points out v'marich bebakoshos v'tachanunim. If he's marich on extra tefilos and stuff like that, he's not just having the regular tefilos. He's adding extra things on his own. Einu chayin lantilo. That's his problem. If he wants to add all these extra things, then you're allowed to go ahead and leave him. The Mishnah Berurah further points out. Now, that, the same thing would apply in Sikkot Memches. Dafku nichlesu b'shava, this is only if he comes in at the right time to show, he comes at time to davening. Awi nichnas yechidi b'shashal yuchol yisayim imahem tfiloso. If he comes late to davening, therefore there's no way of him finishing. If he starts the Shemana, he's not going to finish by the time people leave the shul. Ein chayiv lahatilo, you would not have to leave him, you would not have to wait for him. Since he knows very well that if he starts the Shemona Esrei much later than everyone's going to leave and he's going to be left alone, and nevertheless he still starts Shemona Esrei at that time, it must be that you see retroactively this guy is not afraid. This guy must be not scared to be left alone. Nevertheless, Midas Chasidus is still be to wait for the guy, even in this case. Okay? Generally, nowadays, you have people around the show, you don't just walk in from Maariv, then they lock the door. A lot of people around anyway, so in that case, anyways, it's going to be mutter to leave Bechol Mikra. Now we get to Tetzain and Yudzain, which we mentioned earlier on, when we saw Sif Tas in terms of Minyan. Okay? So he goes back to this din over here, listen to the words of the Machabi. If you're traveling on the way, you're traveling on the path, and you get to a city where you want to dwell for the night, okay? You're going to find a hotel, you found a motel, whatever it might be, you have a friend, you could stay in that place that you're planning and on staying for the night. However, if from here and in front of you, it would be a 72-minute walk, Dalad Milin, you'd be able to get to the next place which has a minion, meaning the city that you're running, want to stay in, does not have a minion. However, the city, next city along the way, which is less than Dalad Milin, which is less than the time it takes to travel 72 minutes, so therefore, it says over here, in the fun of Adal Minim Komishal Biyod, Sarich Leilech Shami. You see the Lashon over here. It's not only Yishtal, no, try to, you have to. You have to go over there, you have to go to the next city in order that you get Maariv with the minion. Ulachorov, and if the place that they're going to have a minion is behind you, you already passed over the city that has the minion. Sarich Lasar Admil Kadeli's Fal Biyod. Then you have to travel the amount it takes to walk 18 minutes out of your way in order to find the minion. So this is the Makor we saw before. Moshe Feinstein quoted. Others quoted to point that minion is a chiyuv. It's not just a nice mehidur melbalma. It is a chiyuv to dive in with the minion. See over here, Lashon LeShulchan Aruch. If you have a minion, if it's in front of you, 72 minutes. If it's behind you, 18 minutes. Tzarich Leilech L'Sham. You have to go over there in order to get to a minion. Oh, so then the post can point out. So nowadays, where we have traveling with a car, so it's 18 minutes of tircha. So 18 minutes of walking would be the same thing. 18 minutes in the car, 72 minutes in the car. If you could get to a minion within 72 minutes, if it's in front of you, behind you, 18 minutes, and you'd be chayav to do so. What if you're already in a place? You're in your house. How far do you have to travel in order for a minion to be a chiyuv? So Mishnah Berurah brings out over here. Sivkot in beis, I'm sivkot in kodem. Vayoshe bebeis. Someone who's sitting in his house, and now he wants to know if he has chayuv to go to the minion. Dinu kimelachorov. It's like the status of one who has to travel backwards. Okay, therefore, the ikur to dinu. A chiyuv to go to minion. If you have a shul within 18 minutes, you have a minion within 18 minutes of driving, you'll be chayuv to go to minion according to this. Tzarech lelechachar, you have to go there. Okay, now Darbi Yishuv Toch Milu Makom Shem Yispalu Maslar, says the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, if you daven, you live in a Yishuv within 18 minutes of a minion of Asara. Sarich Lelech Bechol Yom Baboker Yispalu Basara. You have to go to minion every single morning. Okay, but at nighttime, once again, back in the day, that was a much greater that was a big terechel because of the sakana involved and all these things. The travel at nighttime was much different. V'zas Saif Hu Tochos Megula. It's a big mussar this Siv, lotan anashim shein be'ir. Those who live in a city where it's not as scary, there's more people around. It's a mussar for those who do not go to shul and daven mincha ma'ariv. They daven in their house, they daven miyachidus. It is not okay. It's not okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. They are chayiv to go to the minyan in order to get to the minyan once again. Mikra din, 18 minutes of traveling, that is what you're going to be chayiv to do. Once again, if you're traveling, you're on the derech for business, whatever it might be, and you decide to stay in a city that does not have a minyan within 18 minutes, that's not okay. If you have a city that's going to have minyanim within 72 minutes of that travel, you're going to have to kol chayiv. Go stay in the hotel over there and not stay in the hotel where there is no minyan. Okay? So you have to try. You have to tell them. That's this Siv L'chor. You have to, there are other cheshbonos. Rav Moshe points this out. It's not 18 minutes is just a shear of traveling, but you have to do it with the same type of tircha that this is. There's other types of tirchas also. Okay, there's shalom bayis tirchas, there's children tirchas, there's other things that are cheshbonos also a person has to do. Yeah, but as Rav Moshe says, you have to be yishtadli, you have to be intellectually honest to make sure that it's such a tircha that it'll be more than traveling for 18 minutes, then you'll be potter. That's why the Rav Shulchan Aruch says yishtadli, you still have to be, you have to be honest. If a person is going to be matriach even more than 18 minutes, I once heard myself based on Rav Yashuv that he said the following: if a person is matriach one time, he says he's more than 18 minutes away. He's really potter from, let's say, going the minyan. But a person travels, I don't know, he travels in the snow, or he travels very far in order to get a minyan. Okay, that's showing Kodesh Baruch how much precious minyan is. The fact that every time he goes to minyan, if it's 2 minutes away, even if it's right next door, he's going to get schar ki'ilu. He traveled an hour. He traveled in the snow to go to minyan because that's how much precious. That's how much he's showing the chashivas of minyan. Every time a person gives an excuse, he doesn't go to minyan and he doesn't go this time, he doesn't go that time. So the schar for he's going to get to every other minyan is also going to be lessened.
Okay,
Sif Yud Zayin. So it's similar over here. Yesh Bishomer. Those who say Shemikol Shekein in the Kavul Chomer. Shelo Yashkim Adam Leilech Meir Shemispalim Babi Yud. You're living in a city right now that has a minion in it. And what are you going to do? You're going to get up and take off before the minion. If you're able to get all your gatherings together and still travel, it's still day. Okay, that's what it means. You gather your belongings while it's still daytime. Meaning, if you go to the minion, you're not going to lose out on the traveling of the day. Okay? And he's not going to have to travel by himself. Meaning the two aterim over here. What the case over here is, let's take this. He's in a city that has a minion, let's say an 8 o'clock minion. Okay? And he wants to travel, and wherever he's going to travel does not have a minion. So it's saying it's also for him to leave, unless two things. Number one is, if he davens at the minion, he's not going to be able to get his belongings together and be able to travel. Once again, back in the day, traveling was a lot bigger terichah than just getting in the car and traveling. You had to get a lot more organization going. Or secondly, if there was a group of people going, a caravan was going and traveling together, which is much more safe to go with the group, and the caravan was leaving at 8 o'clock, so he couldn't go to the 8 o'clock minion, so then that's going to be mutter. But if not, it's absolutely also for this guy to leave. You can't just leave and miss minion. You have a minion here, dive in the minion, and go. Travel afterwards. Now I'll leave minion in order for you to start traveling earlier, because you want to travel earlier. Says Rama, V'yei Shomrim, Da'filu below Yud. Even other island, even if you do not have a minyan, once again, it's ba'adif to daven in a base medrash kavua, the place that you learn, there's an inyan to daven there. Meaning, even if there's not a minyan in the place that you learn, there's an inyan to daven there. However, says Rama, which is mashra at this point, better even daven the place you learn without a minyan, then go to the base Knesset where there is a minyan. However, says Rama, v'daf gamisha taraso umunas. This only applies for someone who we have the category of Torah Munaso. Torah is his job. He doesn't mevatel Torah at other times. For that person, if he's on such a level, then he could daven in the place he learns and not daven in the base Knesset. Moreno Rabbeinu Ronevin Saul points out, if you open up the back of the Mishnah Berurah, the Torah Munaso, so he says he defines for us what that means. Terasa Munaso all the way at the end of the Ari says, Hagedr Shalmisha Terasa Munaso, who Adam She'em Opnai Lishum Dover Milvadli with Torah. It's somebody who does not have time for anything else except for learning Torah. Ve'ein Zem Motzli Kokach Atzleinu. Obviously, this is not really pertinent to most people in our generation, and therefore, people do not have the level of Terasa Munaso. Maybe around them itself. There's very, very few people who could say that they anything they have a free second, they're going to learn, they didn't do anything else besides for that. And that's so Rechaim, can you ask people like this, perhaps, but other...
Rav Frank used to be very cool.
But one thing is to have two in his house, standards. One standard by the door, when he had his quarters, used to be Kibbutz open. And one standard by staying to learn. And then he used to walk with the same man till the door.
You wouldn't have been out there any second. Anything, when he's putting off his coat, he was still learning while he was taking off his coat. So I'll buy you that. That's what it's talking about. Okay, Shetoras Elmonas. Says the Ramah in the Hemshech. Vafilu hachi, even in this person who's Toras Elmonas. Vafilu hachi lo yargil atzmo lasas, he should not come rugged, he shouldn't do this on a daily basis. Shol yilmadu ami aretz, imenu viz batul beis kinesis. What's going to happen? You have to be very careful. Someone in the wrist, someone represents Torah. So even if one is on this level, you have to be very careful of the Amaratsu, what they're going to see. If they see a person who represents Torah, not going to the Beis Knesset, and going to go daven in another place, they're going to learn, oh, it's not so important to go to the Beis Knesset, and they're not going to go to Shul either, even though the Heter does not apply to them, and therefore, he should not be regular to do it. Generally, even the Torah Simonoso, he should go to Shul and daven with everything else. Once in a while, he would be allowed to go ahead and daven in his Makkah. But Kol Shekein, but Torah Beis Knesset is very important. Rav Nevinson is very, very machtis not to be osik in Torah while the tzibur is davening. Mizman shad tzibur omrin slichos et chinos. You don't go ahead and daven. I apologize. I'll come back to the mechaber. I realize I skipped over the whole mechaber over here in Sif Yud Ches. Okay, just one thing over here in terms of learning during davening. So go here. As I said before, Rav Nevinson is very, very machtis. I've seen very few times Rav Nevinson gives mussar to people automatically. One of those times I saw. Many, many, many years ago, was a person who was opening his learning during Kaddish, and he went over to our actions and said, absolutely not allowed to learn during Kaddish. The same thing during Chazal Shas, very, very makud not to learn during Chazal Shas. He finished Pesukim de Zimra. You're waiting for the Tzibur after Yishtavach, so you can open up a Sefer and learn at that point. But when the Tzibur is together davening and you're opening a Sefer and learning, that's not the Seder like we see over here. Even a person who's about Torah, Ben Torah, he's still not allowed to go ahead and do this. Now let's go back, sorry, we skip the Mechaber, and we're going to come back to a very, very important horror next time. But the point over here is, says in the Chara, Beis Medrash Kavua, Kadosh Yoter Beis Knesset. Okay, a Beis Medrash in general, Beis Medrash Kavua, has more Kedusha than Beis Knesset. The place that people learn has more Kedusha than the place that people daven. Umitzvah is Falubo Yoter Beis Knesset. And it's a greater mitzvah to daven in a place where you learn, then now you can turn it into both. You can have a place because Kadosh Baruch Hu is fine. Mitzuyanim Shari Mitzuyim Balacha. He's in Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzuya and a place that they learn Torah. That's where Kadosh Baruch Hu is more found. But who she is Falul the Yud. But this only applies when you're davening with a minion.
The Gemara said in the Gemara, as the other page of Gemara, it's more important thousand
to one. Right. Okay, so that. So the Beis Medrash Kavua is better, but as over here, except for the person who's Terasim Nasu, which we read in the Ramah already, for any regular person, it's better that the Tanakh does not trump minion. So Beis Knesset with 10 people versus the Beis Medrash without a minion, for sure better to go to the Beis Knesset. If you have two minyanim, one in the Beis Medrash and one in the Beis Knesset, then it's better to daven in the Beis Medrash. That's what comes out over here. And we'll get to one of the most famous ma'aras of Morin Ravina and Nevinsel next time. And Dear Master Kaddish Yoser, Adkan for today.